I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, November 4th. Former Quincy Mayor Frank McCauley has died. McCauley died yesterday in a Florida nursing home at the age of 91. McCauley served as Quincy Mayor from 1982 to 1989 and was the only official in Quincy history to serve in every elective office, starting with a ward councilor, councilor-at-large, school committee, and mayor. McCauley was born in Quincy and grew up on Howes Neck. He graduated BC High, spent a year in the Navy, attended Boston College, graduated from Bentley College and Indiana University Graduate School of Banking. McCauley was also known as an avid walker, blood donor, and authored an autobiography and another book about Quincy history. His wife of almost 66 years, Sandra McCauley, died last year after contracting COVID-19. McCauley moved to Florida with his daughter after her death, and he has survived two bouts of COVID-19. He died on the 40th anniversary of the day he was first elected mayor. McCauley is survived by 5 children, 13 grandchildren, and a great-grandson. Funeral arrangements are still pending. Mayor Thomas Koch has ordered city flags lowered to half-staff in McCauley's memory. A motor vehicle stop in Quincy Tuesday led to the recovery of a loaded handgun, drugs, and several thousand dollars in cash. Police stopped a car for motor vehicle violations near 158 Granite Street about 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. After an investigation, officers recovered a loaded Glock handgun, some ammunition, several thousand dollars in cash, cocaine, and marijuana. 33-year-old Johnny Martinez of Quincy was arrested and faces firearms, drug, and motor vehicle violations in Quincy District Court. Another crash at the Four River Rotary in Quincy. Police say a car driven by 26-year-old Sarah Lishman of Hingham crashed into the Rotary at about 2:30 yesterday morning. Police say the car was traveling over the Four River Bridge from Weymouth into Quincy when the crash occurred. Lishman was alone in the vehicle and was taken to South Shore Hospital with minor injuries. She claimed she was cut off. However, witnesses dispute that claim. No citations were issued. There have been multiple similar crashes at that location recently. A local man was awarded the Carnegie Hero Medal at a special event in Weymouth yesterday. Jean-Paul LaPierre was one of 18 people around the country to be awarded the medal in recognition for his quick thinking and willingness to act, which saved the lives of several Chicago train riders. LaPierre was riding the train back in October 2019 when he noticed a man robbing passengers at gunpoint. As a former Golden Gloves boxer, he said he knew he had to help. Cell phone video shows him pinning the gunman against the train doors and prying the gun out of his hands. He even kept the suspect from leaving until officers arrived to arrest him. LaPierre's arm was injured during the altercation, but nobody else was hurt. LaPierre said he's honored to be among the few who were recognized. Observances will be held for Veterans Day in Quincy beginning this Sunday. The Sons of the American Legion Morissette Post will hold a ceremony at the Flags for Veterans Island in Fort Square Sunday at 1 p.m. All are welcome. Retired state trooper and Marine combat veteran Richard Brewer will be the guest speaker. Brewer was severely wounded by a truck bomb in Beirut in 1984, received the Purple Heart Navy Commendation, Navy Achievement Combat Action Award, National Defense Award, Joint Services Award, Presidential Unit Citation, and other honors. And then next Thursday, the annual Veterans Day Parade will take place beginning at 10:30. Parade steps off behind Quincy High School, pauses at the Doughboy statue at Hancock Street and Furnace Brook Parkway, and continues to the World War II Memorial at Marymount Park for an 11 a.m. ceremony. Lieutenant Commander Monica Johnson, commanding officer of the Navy Operational Support Center in Quincy, will be the keynote speaker. Parade Grand Marshal will be Quincy Veterans Council Commander Charles Hurd. Quincy Police and Fire Honor Guards, the Boston Whalers Drum Squad, the Worcester Brass Band, and the Quincy Marching Band will all participate. Ceremony would be moved to the Quincy High School gym in the event of rain. Check of business news this morning. And stocks were higher. The Dow was up 104. The NASDAQ rose 161. And the S&P added 29. Stocks in Asia also higher, as was the dollar. The euro's down. Oil at $80 a barrel. And sports, Celtics and Bulls were at the Garden last night. Celtics taking a 92-79 defeat. Bruins will host Detroit at the Garden tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Partly cloudy, high today 50. About the same for tomorrow. Sunny, mid-50s Saturday, and partly cloudy, mid-50s on Sunday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, November 4th.